Hi, Bill.
How you doing?
Hey, Bill.
Hey, Bill.
I didn't think I was going to hear from you. I thought I was waiting for a little while, and then I was like, okay, I'm just going to go downstairs and get a cup of coffee.
I had something I had to do, so that's why I thought.
Oh, no problem. I understand. Well,
yeah.
Obviously now that you see everything's legitimate, you feel a little bit more comfortable?
Yeah, and you know, I'll say one thing I like about you is, like, you actually, you know, took the time to ask my questions. Like, you didn't really try to rush me through anything.
Mm-hmm.
That much I really appreciate it, because most people, like, that do what you do, trying to sell a service or whatever, they basically just try to, like, skip all the questions to get you in there and, like, write down kind of thing. And that's something that, for one, it doesn't really show that, like, you care about the customer, because there can be a lot of loopholes that you're leaving out, you know. And two, it just, it's not good business practice. So that's something I definitely appreciate it.
Yeah. Yeah, Google, that's all Google's training. You know, they tell us, realistic expectation and honesty is the key to a long-term business relationship, because the second somebody feels that you're not being genuine or disgenuine, you basically end up losing your client, you know, especially when you're doing something month to month. So, you know, this isn't something where it's just, hey, you sign up and that's it. You know, we walk you through it. You know, if it's not working for you, then it's not going to work for us. If you're not making money, we're not going to make money at the end of the day. So we need to be able to communicate and be transparent and walk you through everything.
Yeah. So once in a bit, I probably have, like, some more questions. So the one
question
on a monthly basis, how much money on, like, let's say, like for you guys on a monthly basis, how much money on Google Ads would you say that you'd end up spending?
Out of that $299 package, there would be $100 that would go directly into the Google ad from that. However, we would match it with $100, like, it's like a coupon, basically. So you end up receiving almost $200 worth of clicks out of your $299 package and pricing structure with the discounts that I've applied.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And so we give you access to the analytics, too, in your tracking system.
Okay.
Bill, I'm sorry. I don't know if you're, like, far from the phone, but I'm having a hard time actually hearing you.
Can you? Hello?
Yep. Can you hear me? Whoa. That was really bad. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. I can hear you better now. It just made a really loud noise in my ear, though.
Oh, okay. Yeah, sorry about that. So, yeah. So, basically, once the campaign hits $200, and it's basically pay per click. So, for each person that clicks on the ads, a certain amount will be paid, right?
Right, but what we do, I mean, we'll incur your click cost. So, I mean, if you're talking about a 50-mile radius, remember that the Google Places is already covering about 25-mile radius. So you're not going to incur any clicks for that. Usually your budget, with the way we have the campaign set up, will be able to cover that additional 25 miles without you running out of spend.
Oh, okay, I see what you're saying. So, like, the traffic I get organically, it doesn't matter how many times people click on that, that's free. But the pay-per-click, which is outside that 25 miles, that's what I'm paying for.
Right, and then it becomes a lot more cost-efficient, because you're not getting charged per click based off of what's happening within the 25-mile radius or any of the click that's happening on that Google Places or the organic listing, as you're calling it. So when you bundle them, it's a lot more effective and cost efficient.
So actually, I have one major question which might make or break my whole ability to be able to sign up with you guys and everything.
Okay.
It's one thing, and it's not like, yeah, and it's not any fault of yours. It's just the situation that I'm in right now.
Mm-hmm.
The name of my business on Home Advisor is Bill's Painting, but actually, for the Secretary of State, the name isn't Bill's Painting. The name is Bill's Detail. That's the name.
Bill's what? I'm sorry? Detail?
Detail.
Okay.
Yes, that's the actual, you know, like, Secretary of State's legitimate name of
mm-hmm.
my business. But in Home Advisor, I put it down as Bill's Painting because it's the painting service that I wanted to get into. But I'd already had a detail in business, so I decided to just use that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah, we can absolutely fix that for you. You'll notice in the setup fee, I waived the setup fee, but you'll notice the reason that we charge it, there's a tab in there, it'll say NAP cleanup. And what that stands for is name, address, and phone number cleanup. When we submit your Google business page for verification, they're not just going to look at the information we're submitting to that Google business page. They're going to go across the entire internet and anything that's affiliated with that name, address, and phone number, and they're going to update that information so that way there's no discrepancies. Now, Home Advisor by Angie is its own entity, so that's going to stay Bill's Painting on there. But everything that we create for you, and, you know, it's going to be updated and it'll show the actual business name as you want it displayed there, whether it be with your DBA or your legal name, your legal business name. Does that make sense?
Oh, so I can change my business name to be anything I want?
Yeah, at the point of sale here, there's a lot of companies that have a parent company and then they're doing business as another company. So maybe it's like Bill's Detail, but doing business as Bill's Painting. So that's just a DBA. You can change your DBA at any time. Where your actual legal name is going to come into play would be legal situations where maybe people are trying to pull like your insurance or things like that. You know, then you're obviously going to want to have fully disclosed.
Okay.
But what you advertise to the customers here, it's really relevant. You know, obviously the invoicing and everything, though, is going to want to have your legal documentation on there involved in it. So that way they're able to track everything.
So I can I can change my LLC name to be anything I want, but I'll just have to use like the actual legitimate name for like invoicing purposes.
Right. Yeah. I mean, your LLC is going to usually be under the legitimate name. The DBA would be the illegitimate name. So, you know, if you're Bill's Details LLC, usually you want the license to match up with the parent company name. So it'd be probably Bill's Detail LLC doing business as Bill's Painting, and then what they're seeing is just Bill's Painting until you're actually creating the invoice and billing them, or if they pulled insurance or things like that. All your actual like business paperwork is going to be under your actual business title with the LLC affiliated with it.
So I can change my business name to be anything I want, basically, from what you're saying?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it could be doing business as, you know. You can list a DBA.
So now,
as long as there's not, like, a copyright and laws going on there, infringement. That's why it's usually better to use your parent company name, though, too, is because a lot of the time you're making sure that, you know, once you submit your LLC, they'll tell you, hey, there's already a Bill's Detail, you know, or there's not. There may already be a Bill's Painting in your area. I'd have to look it up to be sure, but you don't want to have any of those discrepancies going on there.
Okay. And I've already checked. There's no Bill's Painting in the area because I checked before, like last week.
Perfect. It's one less job for me.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and Bill's Painting, it's going to show up on Google as Bill's Painting, or is it going to show up Bill's Detail doing business as Bill's Painting? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, what's it going to...
Oh, no. It'll just say Bill's Painting if that's how you want it listed.
Okay.
Yeah. You don't have to put, like, DBA Bill's Painting on there. It's just...
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And also, can I kind of protect that name, too? Or would I have to have it registered, like... can I have it so another company can't use that name? Is that something I can do, or is it like,
yeah, you
like
can always use the name on- request a trademark, but that doesn't happen online. That happens like through the state. So you'd have to go online and try to trademark your business name.
Okay, so even though it's not my actual LLC, I can still trademark the name for,
yeah,
for travel.
Of course. Yeah, absolutely. That way you have rights to it. And people can't just pop up with another Bill's painting. So
another business wouldn't be able to start a Bill's painting LLC if I trademark it.
Yeah, in your state. In your state. Obviously, there could be other ones in other states. Yeah.
So now, how hard is the trademarking process? Is it, like, difficult, or is it pretty easy?
I'm sure it's different for every business, you know, depending on the size of your business, what kind of documentation that you have, how long you've been in business, reviews generated. So I know for each person it's different. It's one of those things where they'll give you like a window of like 3 to 6 weeks to receive it. So could be quick, could be, you know, something where you're waiting for a while. You know, if there's any hiccups in there, again, that's something that's filed through the state, so I wouldn't be able to give you exact detail on that. I don't want to mislead you.
Now, is it expensive in terms of the price range? From what you know, is this something that's usually costly?
No. Oh, here, actually it says common law trademark rights could take up to 13 months so for an official trademark registration to go through. So, see, I wasn't even sure about that one. I've had guys get it in 3 weeks that I've talked to, but online it's actually quoting you about 13 months, so that could take over a year to get the trademark, and I can also Google.
So, I probably be better off, like, eventually changing my business name to Bill's Painting.
Yeah, over my time. Yeah, I mean, if you already have it under Bill's Detail, then we can launch it as Bill's Detail. The basic cost of trademark
so now,
is from $225 to $600 per trademark. That's what it says online.
So now I have two last questions, which basically sort of everything for me.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let's say that next year I have like 70, 80 reviews, you know, on Google, like my Google My Business, you know, like business is pretty good, like 4.5 rating, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Can I easily go through the process of changing my LLC from Bill's Detail to Bill's Painting for that same business? Like, could I change the LLC to be the
brand
company for that business?
Google My Business. Yeah, I mean, in that situation, we're just changing the name that's appearing on your Google My Business page. So we have guys that we sign up where they're just a small business. They don't have the LLC and things like that. And then they get it later and they call in to the customer service and we add that to the business name. So that's just a name, address, and phone number verification again. So we'd just be updating that name on the GMB.
Okay.
You'll still keep all your reviews and everything. Even in the future, too, if you cancel our services, you still keep all your Google reviews and everything that we've developed for you and that you've built. You know, we're not here to try to hold your business hostage. You know, we don't want you feeling like you have to stay.
Yeah, and that was actually the second question I was going to ask you.
Yeah. No, so you'll keep all of that stuff, but obviously you'll see yourself rotate off the first page for the services that you provide, because that programming has to be done consistently, and obviously your ad has to be paid for and hosted consistently in order for it to continue to appear. But your Google Business page will still appear for people looking up your business name, as well as all the reviews and everything that we've created for you.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So now, if I wanted to increase my ad campaign, let's say right now you guys spend
very common,
the equivalent of $20.
Yeah.
If I want to increase it to like $600, then would I just pay?
You call in and you'd speak with the customer service rep or myself, and we would be able to upgrade your campaign, obviously expand on your service area and your budget at that time. So remember, you're always going to have access to the analytics. So when you expand, I'm sorry, I don't mean to cut you off.
No, you good. Go ahead.
But when you expand, we want to start out small and sample size it. So we'll get the results from this campaign over the next couple months for this 50-mile radius. If you want to expand it, at that point, it's going to be an educated expansion. We're not just going to say, hey, let's throw $1,000 out there and see what sticks. You know, we're going, hey, these keywords worked well for his services. These are all qualified calls. Almost every time he got that call from that industry, it turned out to be a sale. You know, we monitor those things. So it's a fine-tuning process. That way, when you're investing or you're expanding your Google Ads budget, we know already the game plan that works for you. We're just expanding the service area that you're covering and the exposure that you're getting. Does that make sense?
And you guys would basically be educating me through the process, too?
Yeah, like you have transparency in the tracking system, so you'll be able to see all the keywords that people are searching, like that you're being found for, how many times they've been clicked on, the calls that you've received, the zip codes they came from. So you'll have full transparency to that. Actually, right after you sign up, we send you the username and password, and then there's a YouTube video in there. It's about 8 minutes long, and it shows you how to navigate through that tracking system. So you'll have access to it. Anytime you want to change a keyword or make a modification, again, it's just as simple as a phone call, and then you request a revision, and they'll make the changes. They ask you to, you know, wait up to 24 hours before you'll be able to see the revisions.
Okay, so now on increasing the campaign budget, there's one thing I want to understand. So if I wanted to increase it, because you said you guys match whatever the amount of money that you're initially spending on the campaign for. So
That's not what I said. So we're matching it's just $100 coupon basically. It's like a code that we have that they can just input on the back end while we're hosting your GMB, and that's it. So we'd be matching your $100 because the campaign that I have set up has $100 in there. But if you upped it to $300, we wouldn't
That 100, is that on a month-by-month basis, or is it
correct
this month?
No, it's on a month-by-month basis.
Okay, so now if I wanted to increase my campaign to, let's say, 400, that would mean that I would have to increase what I'm paying you guys to 500, right?
No. So your if you want your ad spend, increased, okay, so on average, there's $100 that's getting taken out of that $299 pricing structure, but you're getting platinum package, right? So we put a $100 coupon in there, okay? So if you call in to expand it, there's $199 that's directly going into your organic placement, your Google Places, all the SEO efforts, the hosting of your site. That's all a $199 package without the ad. So it would be anything you want to increase it with $199 on top of it, and then you'll have your $100 coupon. So, for example, if you're spending $499 per month, about $300 of that will show as your ad and the $100 coupon, and then the $199 will be delegated to the local SEO, the website, and all the additional products and features. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that's what I was saying. Because
with a breakdown.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think I understand it. That's what I was saying. So, like, the total amount that I'd be paying, the amount that I'm getting signed up right now is for $299, right?
Right, exactly. Just to start out.
Okay,
like
so
I said,
now,
anytime if you want to expand in the future, you can.
Yeah. So now, if, for example, I'm increasing my total ad spend to $400, then that would basically, from what you're saying, that would mean that I would increase the amount of money. Well, that would basically mean that I'm just going to be spending more money on the ads.
Right.
So I'll put the extra $200 on spend, so it will be $300 I'm spending on ads plus the $100 coupon that you said that you guys receive every month, which will make it $400 altogether that would be spent on the ads.
Right. Correct, in theory. To be realistic, though, I mean, you're a 50-mile radius. And, I mean, do you have a crew? I haven't even gone over any of that with you, or is it just you?
Yeah, what I usually do, because I know a lot of painters. I know, like, probably over a dozen, you know, different contractors that do painting, and all of them do pretty decent work for probably sometimes I go in
subcontractors.
I have nobody else to come. Yeah, but most of the time I'll send subcontractors there, which I hold my truck to get the job done, and
okay.
I make sure that
I'm understanding. Because I was gonna say, I'm like, if it's just you, then you know you're not gonna want to really go further than that 50 miles. There should be more than enough business there. But if you have other companies that you could subcontract to, or you do have help, or you can, you know, trustworthy people you can leave on a job site, still representing your business name, right? You know, you don't want to accumulate bad reviews based off of somebody that you hired overnight. But I was saying, you know, a 50-mile radius would definitely keep you busy. I don't think any point in the future you'd really expand on that unless you do have help, you know. I think you'd keep that $299
price. So you say with a 50, you say with a 50-mile radius and like a, with the $100 ad spend, I should be pretty busy throughout the year.
Yeah, I mean, even now is the slower time of the year for your industry. But according to the analytics, you know, and the weather's bad. The weather's just going to get better, you know. This time next month, the winter's over. So, you know, by the end of this first month, you're coming into better time. And it'll just keep getting better as the summer comes. But even just in the last 30 days for a painting contractor, there's 1,812 searches for a 50-mile radius around Charlotte. So I'm not saying that you're going to get, you know, 1,812 phone calls. It's just not realistic. So we like to always quote in like a worst case scenario. So let's say you got 1%, you know, that's like 18 jobs. You know, for somebody who's a one man operation, that'll, you'll definitely be busy. You know, if you're,
yeah, 18 stuff.
Yeah. And painting contractors, one keyword too, you know, you gotta be advised. We list you for up to 15 different ones. So we're kind of casting a net out there that if they are looking up services in your industry, you're being exposed to them as a top option. So you probably,
how many keywords we have?
You get 15 different keyword terms or phrases that we can list you for at a time. They're also interchangeable through your account management team here. So if you ever notice some are working better than others through your tracking system, you could swap them out.
So you guys already have a list of keywords that you'd be working
on? We have recommended keywords. I mean, most people usually search the same phrases, so we'll be able to see, and you'll be able to see as well, you know, which one.
It's getting like 80% of people.
Yeah, I mean, 90% of your calls are going to come from like the same five keywords, realistically. But if there's something like trim or, you know, decals or a specific service that you do that, you know, other people don't, wallpaper hanging, maybe, you know, those are things we'd still want to highlight.
Like extra 10 keywords that I'd have.
Right, yeah. So a lot of times, you know, the first few are obvious, and then after that, we're kind of picking your brain going, okay, well, how else can we get you exposure for services that may make you that extra money or may mean that extra job each month, you know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So we collaborate with you, you know, and we always get your say before we do anything. So even though we have recommendations, you're the final deciding factor on what you're listed for and how your business is represented.
Yes. So now, are you guys open 24/7, or is it like a time when you guys close?
We have an answering service. However, for me, I'm here Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. Pacific Standard until 4 p.m. So for you, that would be like 10 a.m. until 7 p.m. at night. So usually I'll be able to assist you, and then there's a customer service department available. It's an answering service that's 24/7.
So you're the main person that I'll be, like, communicating with throughout the whole time I'll be with this company?
Well, I would be your account lead, but I wouldn't say that I'm going to be the only person. You're going to talk to a few different people as we go. You know, it's a separate department that's going to be developing your website. Even the client interview would be with a separate technician or a client interview technician. So their job is specifically to do those things. There's guys that specifically build the website.
That's
here.
I think that was like one of the last questions I had. Like, so on the website, so you guys helped me create a website that would like basically optimize my customer funnel?
Yeah, we develop all the content and we host the site for you. And then we have the site attached to all the listings and the placements on Google that we create for you. So they'll be able to use that as a reference point. We'll have you send in any like logo that you have or photos of like before and after shots work that you've done. So that way we can have a portfolio there.
I can also give out like edits on like how I want the site to be, like let's say a page for the emails for the customer to put in their emails. So like
yeah, the contact us form is always in there, but yes, you can accept the contact us form or you can decline that as an option. So we again, the campaign's customized to your liking. So same thing with your website. You know, we want to build a site that you like and that you're pleased with and that you feel is a good first impression of your company, because a lot of times that's what they're seeing before they even call you.
So will you guys give me templates to look at for me to decide, like, which template I feel like would best represent the idea I'm trying to send up?
Yeah, absolutely. It's not like we rush you into it. So the client interview is just a set of generic questions about the site. And then you'll have, like here, watch. Let me show you. There's a link in here. I could send you a text message with the template. Oh, here it is, splash page. There you go. And you click on that link in there. And you get to pick, you know, the kind of layouts that you want, the color schemes, the slogans, everything basically. We just do the legwork on it. We don't expect you to know how to code or how to program the site or actually get it to look how you want it to look, but we do want your input on how you want the site to come out at the end of the day. So we walk you through the process. You know, there's a series of questions they'll ask you, and then we'll develop the initial site. And anytime you want to make changes, the hosting is included as a part of your package. So if you say, hey, I want to switch this color or use this photo and or, you know, change the slogan to this, change my hours of operation to this, add this to the contact form, those are all things that you're going to have the ability to do. It's a simple phone call for a revision request, and then, like I said, they're going to ask you to wait, you know, 24 hours before you actually see those revisions come to fruition. But
so,
there's even payment tabs.
So
on
like,
Go ahead.
So on the future, yeah, it's fine. So like in the future, if I decide to go ahead and add my memberships with you guys, do I still keep the website or would that be taken off?
So there is, actually, that's a good question. So there is a $99 buyout to secure that URL. So while you're using our services, we're not charging you anything extra for developing the site and purchasing the domain name and everything. But if you cancel our services, they do charge you a $99 buyout on that domain name. So that way you own it and then you get to have it there. Now, any website, it needs a host. So, if you cancel us, you know, they'll make you an offer on hosting, or you can go to GoDaddy and get a host, but you're going to have a host. So it's not just about having the domain name. You know, you'll have the $99, you get the domain name, but you need a host to keep all that content and the pictures on it and everything. You know, otherwise the page will
be blank. So the $99 is just for the domain name. It doesn't come with
It doesn't come with all the content. No site does. You have to have a host in order to maintain content.
Okay.
That's how all websites are. Every website on the internet has a host.
So the host, that's something I'd have to buy from GoDaddy?
You could do it for through GoDaddy. There's a few different hosts you could do. There's Wix, there's web.com. You can do it through us if you want to continue to do it through us, but you don't want to have the ads in the places, placements, things like that. You know, I believe they charge just $49.99 to have the website host. But
so
there are cheaper options.
So the $99 would be the $99 would be just for the URL, like for whatever the name is, but I would have to like find another platform to make, to keep the website.
Exactly. Exactly. So like if it's a buildpainting.com, you're going to want to keep that domain, you know? Sorry, go ahead.
But now, if I get that, if I want to keep that website, so let's say I go ahead and buy a domain from like WordPress or Wix or whatever, I can transfer the template to that website. Is that something I can do?
Yeah, but again, you have to have a host. So Wix, GoDaddy, you know, you have to be paying them their monthly cost to host it, and then you could have them transfer that content. We're not going to hold it hostage from you.
Okay.
Again, you're thinking worst case scenario. Like I'm confident you're not gonna cancel this anytime soon.
No. Right? I mean, yeah. Obviously, if I'm making enough money just from like the business you guys are able to get me, I'm not gonna be too worried about canceling. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I have a lot of guys I've been working with since 2013. So it's like, yeah. You know, I know you're thinking it's 1 month at a time, and we do that so that way, you know, you're comfortable and you're not making a long-term solution or a long-term commitment to something that you know, you just signed up for a spur of the moment because we had the opening, you know. But more than likely, you'll end up using this until you close your doors. I mean, everybody uses Google, so I don't know why you wouldn't want to be exposed to your customers at the moment that they're looking up your services. It's a huge benefit.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah. That makes sense. Okay. And so, like, in the future, for example, as I'm paying you guys and everything, would it have to be like a month by, like, would it be like a fixed payment? Like, when I say fixed, I mean, like, it would be taken out of my account at a particular day every month, or will I, like, pay it myself, like, you let me know when the payment is due, and I like make the payment on my own.
Oh well, you do get notifications, but it's set up to automatically process each month. So if I started you today on the 23rd, it would be set up to automatically renew on the 23rd day each month. However, you do get a notification 3 days prior to the next billing being due, and you could, you know, cancel at any time. You're not binded to a contract, so there's no cancellation fee or penalty or anything like that. It's very easy to part ways.
Okay,
we don't want to have anybody here that doesn't want to be here, you know?
Gotcha. But it will basically be set up like as a subscription, like Netflix.
We're not manually processing a credit card each month. No, we don't want to do that. We actually gather your billing information one time. That would be with me over a recorded line here. And then after that, it's set up to auto process, and you have access to the billing tab through your account dashboard and tracking system. So you can even start and stop it without even placing a phone call. You could just log into that and discontinue it if you wanted to. Yeah. So we're not
going to be having you
input your card every month or contacting you to gather a payment from you every month.
Gotcha. So now in the future, if I want to cancel my membership, I would just end up calling Local Splash and just getting it done through the phone?
Yeah, exactly. You can do it over the phone. You can do it through your tracking system. And there's no cancellation fee or penalty or anything like that either. So, like I said, if somebody doesn't want to use our service, we're not holding them hostage.
We want you
to come back.
Okay, so I feel like, you know, I think it's worth taking the risk. It sounds like a decent deal. I don't feel like you guys are overcharging me. I mean, basically, I'm really paying you guys $200 a month for your services, which
yeah,
I don't think is too much, especially. Yeah. So I don't think it's a bad deal. You know, I feel like it's halfway decent. So
you'll
I'll
love
it,
but your perspective will change. You know, you're not paying us. You're really doing this for yourself. You know, at the end of the day, you're doing it to connect you with your customers.
Yeah, if I see doing this makes like a big change in my business, I'm getting customers coming in. You know, multiple customers every week. Like honestly, if I'm able to get two or three consistent, decent, like, you know, large scale, well, not large scale, but like If I'm able to get two or three decent sized jobs from this every week, I feel like I'd be pretty comfortable keeping the membership. So
yeah,
it works out like that.
Doable.
And then it's,
yeah, easily doable. Again, though, Google doesn't let me guarantee you a certain amount of clients, but it's easily doable. With the volume that you're seeing there, I mean, you'd have to be like the worst salesman in the world to not be able to attain that level of success.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
if you're comparing
like
to
case,
a good advisor, you got to remember.
Most people, go ahead.
Oh, I didn't mean to cut you off. I was saying you got to remember, though, like what you're already using, as I told you earlier, you know, that platform is reselling you leads that they're getting off of Google. So, you know, if we're cutting out the middleman and getting you the first line of contact to these people, it should be a lot better.
Exactly.
Yeah, and yield a higher return because you're not going to be limited on your opportunities. There, if you set aside a $300 budget, you know, you might get like 5-6 leads and already be spending that budget. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, you're good. So one other question I'll ask you is, it's like the customers that you usually get through Google, are they usually looking for like small skill jobs or large skill jobs? Like, are they people that just get their cabinet painted or are they usually people who want to like get their whole house painted? Kind of thing.
Yeah,
like,
I mean, people are looking up everything on Google. So, painting contractor is a broad keyword where, you know, you might get larger ones, you might get smaller ones. But the idea here is we're covering all your bases with your keywords. So obviously somebody who's typing in exterior painting contractor is going to be looking up, you know, are looking for a lot larger job than somebody who's talking about interior. You know, people don't just paint a patch on their house usually. they usually try to get the entire thing painted. But it really is just a case-by-case scenario. The idea is to have yourself as a top option so that way you get those phone calls and then you can cherry-pick what you do and don't want to take. You know, just because they call you doesn't waste your time, you know, maximize
I can choose to do interior or exterior jobs, right?
Yeah, exactly. You choose the keywords that you're listed for. So as long as it's an actual service you provide, we can optimize you for those keywords, have you listed as a top option. You'll receive the phone calls, and then just because they call you doesn't mean you have to go out, though. Remember, you know, you have the right to refuse service to anyone. That doesn't change just because you put your business out on Google. We always recommend maximizing your return on investment because the more money you make, the more likely you are to continue to use our services. So definitely take a cherry picking method to it and do what's going to make you the most for your time.
Okay. All right. Yeah. So I feel like, you know, I feel comfortable going through the process. So like, what would I have to do next?
I have to create the Google business page. So I'm just going to verify some information and then we'll set up a client interview time. We'll get that knocked out and then we'll also send out your PIN verification letter today. The PIN verification letter, it's a postcard, remember? The envelope that comes to you in the mail. What's the street address that I could send that to?
It's 8535 Sharonbrook Drive.
Okay. In Charlotte, 28210?
Yep.
Okay. And you said you wanted me to hide the address for you, correct?
Yeah, hide it, yeah. Because, you know, I don't need everybody in the world knowing exactly where I live, so I'd rather just... yeah.
Okay. Exactly. I got you. I'll hide that for you, and we'll deactivate the
terminal. Oh, one last question I had. So, can I put multiple businesses in the Google profile under the same LLC? Is that something I can do?
No. No, you have to create separate listings.
I can't.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so each listing has to have a whole nother LLC, right?
If you're doing it as like Bill's Detail LLC, doing business as Bill's Painting, for example, and that was my next question too. I didn't know how you want the name to appear. Still kind of confused on that. I lost my train of thought. I'm sorry. What was
so,
your question
again? So what I was asking is, you know how I have
Oh, two names. Yeah, yeah, you need it to be separate because when we do the name, address, and phone number cleanup, you have to make sure that that name, address, and phone number is only affiliated with one business. They don't want one business creating two separate listings trying to get on the first page twice. It creates a discrepancy there when the AI is actually reading the name, address, and phone number, and they'll red flag the account. So Google doesn't allow that.
On a different business, like let's say for example, I'm doing like a bathroom renovation business. So could I make like a whole different listing based on that?
Yeah, so again, you'd want to have availability for the organic listings in your industry and in your area before we could do that. So we'd have to verify that first. And then once we do have the listing available and we sign you up, the address and phone number would still have to be different. So as long as you can pin verify a different address and maybe add a different phone number, we can do that. And then we can optimize you for
Each business that I would have listed, like let's say I have five different businesses listed on Google for different services, each one would have to have a different address.
Right, because they're different businesses. Now we do have companies that are like Extra Space Storage. I don't know if you ever heard of them before. They're pretty big. They have about 1,500 locations throughout the U.S. We host all of them. So each campaign is the same name, but they have a different address and phone number for each individual location, and we do their optimization. So if it's a franchise, we'd be able to do that. But if you're having two completely different businesses with the same owner and the names aren't matching up and they're in the same area, you know, that can be an issue if the addresses are the same or the phone numbers are the same. The AI just doesn't accept.
So it would still be an issue even if I had a different LLC just because the address is the same.
Right. Yeah, you can't pin verify the same address with two businesses. It's like if this is a Starbucks location and we pin verify to Starbucks and then now the next day we're trying to verify it as a Jersey Mike Subs. You know, it's like, wait a minute, is this a Starbucks or is it a Jersey Mike? So it actually just red flags and doesn't show either until they're able to provide the end user with the accurate information as to where they're going. So even though we don't have your address displayed, it's not something where we can put two businesses under the same roof unless you added like a suite number or something like that. You know, that does happen for certain locations where they have like a large or one address for a large building with multiple different suite numbers or apartment complex, things like that.
Yeah, yeah, that's another thing I was going to get at. So basically, I can have one LLC but have multiple businesses listed on Google as long as each business has a different address, right?
And phone number, correct. Mm-hmm. So you want the name, address, and phone number. You want the name, address, and phone numbers to be different. Mm-hmm.
To be different. Name, address, and phone number. Okay.
Right. Mm-hmm. So as long as it has a different name, a different address,
so
and
I can.
Phone number, we can do it. There's no
so
problem
I can,
with you or your parent company being Bill's Details LLC. So that's what you're asking.
So I can do something as simple as just buying a whole different phone with a whole different phone number and using that phone number for that business.
Yeah, yeah, I've had people who do that where, like, they get their neighbor's or their friend's address or their mom's address, you know, and they just send the postcard to that address, they hide it, and then they get a new phone number, and there you go.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, that's good enough. Yeah, I'll go ahead and just get it started with Bill's Painting because
okay.
What I kind of want to do, I want to, like, kind of, you know, start one business, build it up, then branch off to another business, you know what I'm saying? So right now I'm kind of starting off with painting. By the time I have it built up to like to a level where I feel comfortable at, then I'll probably be looking at trying to start a whole different business. But
yeah.
most of the things I'm interested in have to do like with home renovation, construction, and whatnot. But I just want to get started with painting and just grow that to a level where I feel like it's generating a pretty good revenue.
Yeah, absolutely. And also develop a sales process. You know, a lot of times when you go in to do painting, you might visualize, hey, you know, your bathroom needs more than just some paint. Your kitchen needs more than just some paint. You know, and we do this too. You know, your foot's already in the door, and it's a lot easier, you know, for you to sell somebody that you're already doing a job for or built a relationship with. They already trust you.
Something.
Yeah, so you just, there's going to be tons of upsell opportunities where you'll be able to get leads. I mean, they'll just start out probably looking for painting, and then you're going to have to, you know, go from there. And then obviously I can put you on the top of the qualified candidates list for the GC category for general contractors. And then we could always revisit the conversation too, maybe just switch this campaign over to Bills Remodeling and start doing the keywords for those services as well, you know. So that's also another option further down the line. Okay. So do you want to start out as just Bills Painting right now?
Yeah, correct. Yeah.
Okay. And is Bill short for anything? What's your legal first name and last name? I'm going to send over an invoice receipt and the outline of the agreement to you in writing.
Yeah, so my legal first name and last name is Clinton, as in Bill Clinton.
Okay.
And that's my legal first name. And last name is Oguike. It's O as in Oscar, G as in Garrett, U as in Ulysses, I as in Inspect, K as in Kevin, E as in Emily.
Okay. And you are the sole owner of the business?
Yes.
Okay. Do you have a partner?
Right now, no.
Okay. And then what's your business email address where I could send you everything in writing?
I actually don't have a business email address.
Okay. We're not going to display the address online, so it's just for us to send you information, and then if you wanted to have people email you through that contact us profile, we could set it up to forward to a private email without them actually getting your email address or it being displayed anywhere.
So then you can just use my personal email then.
Okay, I'm ready.
So it's my first name and last name at gmail.com. So Clinton Oguike at gmail.com.
Okay, and what are your hours of operation for Bill's Painting, and how do you want them displayed?
Okay, so my hours of operation, I'd have it displayed from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday to Friday, and Saturday it will be 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Saturday. Then Sunday it will be closed on Sunday.
8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday, Saturday 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday closed?
Yeah. And one other question I want to ask, do you guys help me in the process of getting reviews for the company?
Yeah, so there is. You can request reviews, and we also have review monitoring available too. So if you do generate bad reviews, that's something that we can help you with.
Could I go ahead and get some reviews already in the company before, like, I start the campaign? Like, because I've done people I've done work for in the past, can they actually go ahead and put the review on Google?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Google has verified reviews, so the people would have to write the review from their own mobile device or even go online and log into their email, right? So they have to be somebody who's signed in to a Gmail, either through their phone or through their PC, to verify that it's an actual human being leaving the review, rather than.
So do they have to have a Google email to leave a review? Do they have to have a Google email?
No, they don't have to have a Gmail. They just need to be logged into a email address. It doesn't have to be specifically a Gmail. They could be logged into their Yahoo as well to leave the review.
Okay, so they can log in from any email address and leave a review on Google.
Yeah. I mean, if you tell them, Bill, like, if you tell them, hey, can you go leave a review on Bill's Painting on Google? So then they're already geographically in your area. So if they just type in Bill's Painting, you'll show up. You know, the GMB will pull up automatically, and then they can write the review right there from their mobile device. That would be the easiest way, because people who have a mobile device, whether it be an iPhone, Android, or a tablet, they're automatically logged into their email. I'm sure you're logged into your email right now, so you won't have to go through that re-verification process. Yeah. So, it's pretty easy if you do it that way. And then for new reviews, though, or like clients that you just received, there is a section you'll be able to see in your tracking system where you can go in there and say, hey, this was a client. So you just verify it was a client, and then it'll send them a message asking about their experience. And then that, if they fill out that form, it'll publish on your Google business page.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So one thing about where I am, painting is a little bit competitive because in this area, there's a few painting companies and a good amount of them have like, you know, pretty decent reviews. Like the average I'm looking at is like 50 reviews, the average.
Yeah. Yeah. We got to build you up. You know, that's why it's good that we're starting today because, you know, if we don't start somewhere, you're never going to get there, and they're just going to dominate the market. So.
Yeah, because the average I'm looking at, like, 54, 66, 41.
Yeah. And that's like, a good sign, though, too, because those guys are up there, so obviously they're paying to be up there, and those reviews are obviously people who turned into jobs from them being up there, you know, and having their Google business page. So that's a good sign for you to know that you're in a very profitable area.
This is organic. None of them are paid.
Oh, well, even the organic, a lot of time they're hiring SEO companies in order to get their organic placement. So the Google Places placement. Your services with us are covering you on Google Places, local SEO, and Google Ads. So we'd be covering all your bases as far as online on Google. We'd create that Google business page from scratch. So we're going to be doing this top to bottom. Basically, all you need to do is be responsive to the phone calls that they come as they come in and try to generate as good reviews as possible.
Yeah. Okay. So I've been in business for 5+ years. Yes, I've been in business for that time, right?
Yep. Yep, so that's another thing they're going to go over during your client interview. I was actually going to ask you, we're at the bottom half of this profile setup here. For your client interview, they usually take about 30 minutes, but we ask for an hour window to complete it. What's a good time where I could have a technician call you either later today or tomorrow to walk you through that client interview?
I'd say tomorrow at 4 p.m. Tomorrow at 4 p.m.
Okay. I can schedule it between 4 and 5 if that works for you.
So, like, I'm sorry.
Bill, you're cutting out really bad. I don't know if you're in just, like, a bad area now.
Yeah, the place I'm at doesn't have the best service, so can you hear me okay, though?
Yeah, I can hear you a lot better now. I'm sorry. I heard
from what I understand, guys have a different time frame. So, like, what's 4:30 for you guys will actually be like
1:30,
6:30 for me.
We're 3 hours behind you, so it's 10:43 here. Right now, it should show on your clock as 1:43 or 1:44 now.
Okay, so for you to call me at 4:30 for me, it would be the same as calling 1:30 for you, right?
Right. Mm-hmm. Exactly. So
you can set it up like that.
1 and 2 Pacific Standard Time, and then you would actually get the call between 4 and 5.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So that's a good time for you, though, between 4 and 5 o'clock?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, and then I'm going to send you an invitation to your email address, and they'll also send an automated text message 1 hour prior to the appointment just to remind you and confirm that it's still a good time for you. If anything does pop up or change prior to that appointment, just feel free to contact me directly or respond to that message, and then we can always reschedule it, but I want to get it done as soon as possible. I'd rather not waste a day, okay?
Okay, I wanted to have it. Can I change the payment date to be at the 10th of next month? The 10th? Can I do that?
That would be like 2 weeks prior to the initial billing. So if I start you up today, the 23rd, it would be set up to automatically process on the 23rd day of each month.
So I won't be able to change that?
We wouldn't be able to modify the the initial billing date that you sign up. I can maybe push the billing out like a week, so that way you're getting billed on like the first, you know, just by giving you like a credit of an extra week. So that way you get billed on like the 1st of April. So it'll be...
No, that would actually be worth...
Okay.
Yeah. So I think I'll just keep it at the 23rd then.
Okay. Yeah, because it's on an automated billing cycle. We're not manually processing the transaction. So once it's set up that way, it runs that way. It's almost like when you set up your phone bill, you know.
Yeah. Okay. Now the 23rd should work for me. That's okay. That's fine.
Okay. All right. So perfect. Let me send you the calendar invitation and confirm your client interview time. Okay, so you should get a notification to your Gmail here shortly. And then in terms of securing the first month's payment of the $299, Bill, did you want to do that using a Visa, MasterCard, Discover, or American Express?
It would be a Visa card.
Okay, and is it under your name, Clinton Oguike? Oguike?
Yeah.
Did I pronounce it correctly?
Yeah. Okay. I'm close enough, it's alright.
I really try. I really try. I come from a mixed family, so on my mom's side of the family, they have very Oquitabonye is the last name. So.
Oh well, yeah. So that's you understand my pain then.
yeah, it's pretty long. So people used to say, "Hey, Bonye," and then I'm like, "My dad's last name is Hill." So okay, yeah. And then are you still at the 8535 Sharon Brook Drive?
Yes, 8535.
Are you still there? Is that the billing address? I mean, for the card.
Yeah, that'd be it. Yep.
Okay. So on the front of this card, there are 16 digits. If you could read it 4 digits at a time from left to right, and then I'll repeat it back to you.
Okay. So 4737.
4737.
Yes. 0340.
0340.
Mm-hmm. 5166.
5166.
Yep. 9522.
9522. Okay, and then I'm going to go ahead and encrypt this billing information so they won't be able to see it. If you call in, all they'll be able to tell you is that it's a Visa ending in 9522. The rest of it's X'd out.
Okay, yeah, please. Yeah.
Absolutely. We have to do that. It's a VeriSign secure database, so they, yeah.
Yeah, because, you know, it takes a lot to give my personal information, so that's something I really don't play with.
Yeah, no, we understand. We've been in business since 2004, so they have all kinds of security measures too, and that's why a director has to authorize the transaction. So I had to be promoted, go through extensive background screening, fingerprinting, things like that, just to be able to accept payment methods. So.
Yeah, because, you know, the amount of fraud and scams is unbelievable, so that's why, like, you know, I'm even more strict about it than...
Yeah, no, you're in good hands. I've been here 10 years. I've got 2 kids. I would never risk my job or feeding them over your billing information.
Okay. So,
okay, and the expiration date, what's in you?
Yeah, the expiration date is 0725.
0725, and then a 3-digit code on the back.
It's 418.
Okay. Now let me just encrypt this. And then it sounded like you had a question. I cut you off. Didn't you?
No. I was just like agreeing with what you were saying.
Oh, okay. Yeah. No, you're in good hands. The calls also are all recorded and monitored by Google for quality assurance and to make sure that your information is secure. So just update your invoice here. Okay, I believe you spoke with one of my other reps, Giselle. Okay, she's the one who authorized the waiving of the setup fee, and then I'm the one that's going to authorize the discounted pricing structure of $299 for platinum. So let's delete and recreate all future invoicing to reflect local splash platinum bundle $299 instead of $599. Update future invoices. Okay. So before I can authorize the transaction, I do have to walk you through a brief voice verification recording just as an added form of protection. This is going to outline the service agreement. It's about 60 seconds long, and it's an added form of protection. Like I said, we're going to send this to you in writing with your receipt. As I go through this, if there's anything I say that you don't agree with or understand, just